I experienced a real deja vu sensation as I read that the Senate Intelligence Committee is having trouble releasing its exhaustive report on intelligence failures because the CIA is holding much of the material secret. Classification is sometimes the last refuge of the embarrassed.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
There is no doubt that the 400-page report, if and when released, will be immensely embarrassing to the CIA and the FBI. Not flattering to the intelligence community, says Chairman Pat Roberts. Very tough stuff, says Democrat Carl Levin. But the CIA has been blanking out large parts of the report, redaction it's called, leaving the committee to wonder whether there will be enough left to make the exercise worthwhile. And if not, the committee, or maybe the whole Senate, can simply override the CIA. The issue of who ultimately controls the nation's security secrets has been up for heated argument before. In 1975, a Senate and a House committee investigating the misdeeds of the intelligence community, including the CIA's effort to assassinate Fidel Castro, were threatened with being cut off from all classified information unless they agreed to respect the executive's secret stamp. The controversy ended up with a summit meeting of Senate Chairman Frank Church and House Chairman Otis Pike in the Oval Office. They agreed that they would be able to appeal deletions up to the president, but would then abide by his final decision. A footnote to that controversy. Working for CBS News in those days, I obtained a draft copy of the whole 338-page House report, which I then had published after the House voted to suppress it. The House then launched an investigation of the leak, which happily went nowhere. The House has not published its own report to this very day. Now, Senate committee sources tell me that overruling the CIA, either by vote of the committee or by vote of the whole Senate, remains an option to consider unless a reasonable compromise with the CIA can be reached. When censorship is used to protect security and when to protect red faces, that remains a big question. This is Daniel Shore.